it says that hegdish chametz v'shichror mafkiyin midei shibud. That even though true tekanas usha said that this eved is meshubit to the husband, she has the right to sell it. But hegdish chametz v'shichror is mafkiyin midei shibud. If you're meshachar the eved, that's much stronger than a shibud. So if she goes and knocks out the eye of the eved, which is considered like a maisa shichror, like she's freeing the eved, that's a very strong thing. So therefore, that's odif. Then the shibud rabbanon said, true, this eved right now is like meshubah to the husband. She has no right to sell to somebody else. It's only a shibud like. It's meshubah to the husband. But if she does an action now that frees the eved, makes a shichur in the eved, shichur can still be chal. So therefore, shichur here is odif from the shibud. So that's the machlokes over here. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Yes, holding daft tzaddik omer aleph on top. Can the Gemara just end off to say we hold like Rava, that the Yom HaRav, Rava is one that said, Hegdish chometz v'chshichrur is mafkiya midei shibud. That if you had a shibud, that means you borrowed money, and you're mishapet to pay back with something, and then you are makdishit, or else chometz, you borrowed money from a guy, and you made a shibud on your chometz, and now it becomes Pesach, Erev Pesach, you have to burn it. Or else shichrur, in the case here, where you made something, an eved, you made an eved, a shibud, and then the eved, you freed the eved, so shichrur is mafkiyim midei shibud. So Mor says, now, so, leima de rova tanoihi. Let's say now, rova is halacha, is a machlekes tanoim, whether the isha could be free the eved or not. Like that was the shaila here before, that the isha right now, that when she knocks out the eye of her eved, the nichse milug, does the eved go out free or not? So you want to say, according to the Mount Yom, it says it doesn't go out free, is because we say now the reason why one Mount Yom said that the isha, that when the isha knocks out the eye of the eved goes out free, even though it's like meshubid to the baal, and even though there's a tekanas usha to say that the isha can't sell it, but shichur is more chashiv. If she knocks out the eye that the eved has the right to go out free, shichur is mafkiyim midei shibud. So that's good according to one man diyam here. So Mar says the soul leima the rova tanoihi. Let's say now rova is halach is a machlekes tanoim, because a tanakama holds no. A tanakama holds that the eved does not go out free, even though the isha knocks out his eye. So you see that shichur cannot be mafkiyim midei shibud. So Mar says loy. I tell you the kuli alma is lo the rova. Really, all over we hold like rova. That even though you have your eved, that you are mishabed the eved to somebody else, or here where it's the isha got married, and now the nichsim it look like the husband has the right to use the peris, it's mishubed to the husband, but still I tell you, v'hocho, and still, Rav still says all over, that when she's mishachar, when the eved is mishachar the eved still goes out free. So how come over here, one man the yom says, when the isha knocks out the eye, the eved still does not go out free? Why not, even though it's meshubid, but still the shichra should be mafkiya? So I'll answer you, v'hocha almua rabbonin l'shibudei debal. Here there's a new svara. Takonas usha so strong that rabbonin gave the kaya to the husband even stronger than shichra. They made a special alimus here, and this shibud that the husband has, therefore here shichra does not help. But all of it helps. Like Rashi says, v'shibudei debal, kisha kinyin peres the almahu, for the kinyin peres the alma pligi. No. This Rashi goes on the next Gemara. So Kitz Gemara says that no machlokes to Rav. Everybody can hold like Rav. But here, if you hold, the reason why she can't be meshachar the eved is because here it's a special takanas usha al mu rabbonin lishibudi debal. Then the Gemara says, "We boy, you say another terrors could be." I tell you, the kula yalma less lo lani tanoi. That all these last two tanoim do not hold from takanas usha. Maybe both of them does not hold from takanas usha. So then the question was, what's the machlokes then? Again, where the isha has her eved, when she gets married now, the husband has the right to use the kinyan peris to use him. But the kinyan aguf still belongs to the isha. So what's the machlokes if the isha knocks out the eved's eye? Does the eved go out free or not? So I'll tell you, v'hocha b'kinyan peris k'kinyan aguf dami. We don't hold from tekanas usha that there's no strength in the husband's kinyan peris. But it's a regular machlokes all over. How strong is kinyan peris? Is kinyan peris called kinyan aguf dami? Kamiflagi. Therefore, if you hold that kinyan peris is like a kinyan aguf, so the husband that has the right to use the eved, his kinyan peris is like a kinyan aguf. Therefore, the isha is not considered the owner.
Therefore, even though the Isha knocks out his eye, he does not go out free. And the other Tana holds no, that Kinyan Peres that the husband has is not the Kinyan Aguf, but rather what the Isha owns, that's the real Kinyan. Therefore, she's the owner, she knocks out the eye, the Eved goes out free. The Mar says there's a Machlekes. Over Plukta the Hani Tanoi, this is the Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. Hamoicher Avdoi, Liachar, if you sell your Eved to somebody else, you sell your Eved Kanani to somebody else, or postak imoy, but you make up a condition with him, al manashim sheyim shamshenu shleishim yoyim, that the next 30 days you want your Eved to still work for you. So in other words, right now I'm selling you a kinyan haguf, that you're going to own the guf of the Eved. Just for the next 30 days he has to work for me, I have a kinyan peris the next 30 days. So now, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rishoin yeshna bedin yoyim yamayim. The first one, the original owner, if he's going to hit this Eved right now, and there's a special halacha that when you hit your Eved, if you kill him, if he dies a day later, then you're potter. It's a new halacha. A regular person, if he hits somebody, even though it could take 3 years till he dies, but if he dies because of your hit, you're chayiv misa for it. But by your own Eved, you're only chayiv if he dies within the first 24 hours. Once he lives for 24 hours, you're not chayiv misa. That's a new chiddush on the owner of the Eved. So who's called the owner here? So says Alocha that Rishon, the first one, Reb Meir Oimer Rishon Yeshne Bedin Yoyma Yamayim Mevnei Shu Tachtov, because right now the Eved is working for you. Kisava, that means Reb Meir holds that Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, that the original owner, even though he sold it, but for the next 30 days he has the right to use the Eved, it's called like his Eved, and therefore the din of Yoyma Yamayim, he has the Ptur. Like Rashi says, Rishon Yeshne Bedin Yoyma Yamayim Im he kol b'toich shloshim yoyim. If the first owner hits his Eved within these 30 days, v'loy neis tachas yodav, he doesn't die the first day, elo omad yoyim, you may get up for 1 or 2 days, chai alive, ein an erik. Then if he dies later, you're potter. The pasuk says, achim yoyim o yamayim. And if he lives a day or two, then you're not chayiv misa. Avul sheni, a second person, im he kol b'toich shloshim yoyim, or even if the second owner here, if he would have hit him, during these 30 days, Shehoya bebeis rishon, ein ebedin yom yamayim, v'neragolav, afilu meis hacholi zeh, l'saif shaloshonim. Even if he only dies in 3 years from now, but if he dies from the hit that you caused, yechayiv misa. Why? The kinyan peiris, shu kinyan rishon, the kinyan agufdomi. V'lav disheinihu. Out of these two owners now, the second one is not called the real owner yet, because he doesn't have the kinyan peiris. But the first owner that still has the right to use it for the next 30 days is considered his. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds Kinyan Peres, that's Kinyan Aguf Dami. That's the main thing. Kinyan HaPeres is the Yikar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sheini Yeshno Bedin Yom Yomayim, just the opposite. The second one, the one that bought him and that really owns him right now, even though for these 30 days he can't use him, but since the second one owns him, he has the halach of the owner. He has the din of a heat that kills him. If he dies a day or two later, then he's potter. If Neshu Kasboi, because he owns him right now. Kisava, therefore, Reb Yehuda holds, Kinyan Peres, Lav Ke Kinyan Haguf Dami. Even though the first owner still has the right to use him for these 30 days, but that Kinyan Peres is not called Kinyan Haguf Dami. Therefore, the second one is the owner, and the second one has the halach of Yoyma Yamayim. Whereas if the first one would kill him, the first one would be chayiv even if he dies 3 years later. Rabbi Yossi says, Shneihem yeshna bedin yoyma yamayim. He goes the kula. Both of them have the halacha of yoyma yamayim. Both of them, if the Eved doesn't die within a day, they're both potter. Why? Zeh mifnei shu tachtav. The first owner has a kinyan haperis, he's working by him. Vizeh mifnei shu kaspoi. And the second one is because he's the real owner. He owns the kesev of this Eved. What does that mean? Like, how could you have two people owning him? Luchur, it's either one or the other. So I'll answer you that Rabbi Yossi holds misafkele. He has a suffix. He's in doubt. Where the kinyan peiros, e ke kinyan haguvdami, he has it for a doubt. If the main kinyan is the fact you have a right to use it, is the kinyan peiros, the use of it, the main kinyan, and therefore the first one has the ptur of yom yamayim? Or lav ke kinyan haguvdami? Or else, no, it's not like the kinyan haguv. Whereas then the second one would have the kinyan aguf dami. So therefore, if either one of these two kills the Eved, and he dies a day later, we won't kill them, because the klal is, Usofik nefashas lahakil. We have to go to Kula here. We have a doubt which one of the two really killed him. But since we have a doubt, it'll be the lach of Sofik nefashas goes to Kula. This is Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Rabbi Eliezer says no, just the opposite. Shneihem, both of them, both the first owner and the second owner, Einam Bidin Yoima Yomayim. They both do not have the heter of Yom Yomayim. Neither of them is called the real owner. Zelufi Sheina Tachtov. The second owner doesn't have him yet. He's only going to have him in 30 days. He doesn't have a right to use the Sefer yet. It's not called Tachtov. Vizer, the first one, Lufi Sheina Kasvoi. He's not the real owner. He already sold the Eved. He doesn't own him anymore. Even though he has a right to use him for these next 30 days, that's only called the Kinyan Peris, which he owns like the Kinyan Gufdomi. So therefore, Reb Lezer has a suffix. Reb Lezer says, Vadai, that neither of them are the owner. An owner means you have both things. You have the Kinyan Peris, you have the right to use it, and you have the Kinyan Aguf. But I call upon him, we see it's a four-way machlekes here, and this is said when you have two people involved, that one person really owns it, and the other person has the right to use it right now. So Mela before also, the machlekes before, when the Isha that owned the Neved Kenani, and now she got married, so it's called Nichtze Miluk, she brings into the husband. The halacha is the husband has a right to eat the Peris, means he has a right to work with the Eved. So that's what the first machlekes Tanoim we had. Now if the Isha knocks out the eye of the Eved, does the Eved go out free or not? The suffix is the Isha called the owner of this Eved? She has the Kinyan Haguf, but the husband has the Kinyan Peris. So the machlekes is that she goes out free or not, so you hold like the Mandiyama, Kinyan Peris is Kinyan Haguf Dami, or you hold this last Kinyan Haguf Dami. If it's last Kinyan Haguf Dami, so then we say the main ownership is the Isha, and therefore when the Isha knocks out the eye, the Eved goes out free. So that's the machlekes, nothing to do with Takanas Usha. Now, Omar Rava, Rava says Pshat, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? When he says there are two owners here, there's when you own the Eved Ivri, Eved Kenani, and you sold them to somebody else, but on a condition that you can still use them for the next 30 days, so you have the usage of 30 days, and the second person bought the Kinyan Aguf. So Rabbi Eliezer says neither of them has the luck of the owner. Therefore, if either one of them killed the Eved, no matter how long it takes for the Eved to die, they will get Misa. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Ki kaspoi hu. That means, kaspoi hamiyuchad loi. An owner means that you're the original, real owner by yourself. Nobody else is involved. That's called kaspoi hu. You're the complete owner. Anytime somebody else has a kinyan of Paris also, it's not called yours completely. You don't have a lock of an owner. So Gemara says, now, kamanos, who does it go like? Hodi yomer ameima. That's what ameima said at Gemara Baba Basra, that ish v'isha she'mochru b'nichse miluk. Even if both of them together agree to sell the property that she brought in. Again, nichse miluk means property that she really owns. And when she gets married now, the husband has a right to eat the Paris to use it. So the owner, the Baal, has the Kinyan HaPeris, and the Isha has the Kinyan HaGuf. So in such a case, even if both of them together decide to sell this field, lo yosav leklum, nothing doing, the Mechira does not take place, that's what Amema says. So who does this go like? Keman to Rabbi Eliezer, this goes like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, what that? The Rabbi Eliezer, neither of them own it completely. The Baal doesn't own it because it's not Kasvoi, and the Isha doesn't own it because it's not miyuchah to her. Therefore, neither of them is called the real owner. Neither of them could sell it. Like Rashi says, Sheina loyla zev loyla zev, v'yemeis echon mihem, zehanish shemaitzim yad alakuchas. If one of them die, the other one, if the husband dies, so the wife has the right to take away from the kuchas. And it's not like Rashi says, like regular shutfim diyalma. Dosim yesh lezeh chelik bekulai. A shutfim is a pshat, is you own half of the whole thing. You take half of it. But here, neither of them own it completely. Each one has a different type of a kinyan. She has a kinyan aguf, but not the right to use it. The husband has the right to use it, and not the kinyan aguf. So according to Rebbe Lezer, neither of them are the real owner, therefore neither of them, or even both together, do not have a right to sell it. Now, man tana, who's the tana? Loho de tana rabbona. That's what we learned in a braisa. That it says, mi shechetziv eved vechetziv ben chayrin. If you have an eved that's half freed, and half an eved. Originally, two people owned the Eved together, and one person was Meshacher, his half, and the other half still belongs, is still an Eved. Or else, V'chein Eved shal shnei shutfim. We have an Eved belonging to two people. And Yoitzin b'roshi yevorim, sheinim chayzrim. That either one of these people now knock out his eye, or any one of the Rashi Yevorim, Shein Chozrim, that the Yevah does not go out free. Who's the man the Yom that it says now, the Yevah does not go out free? So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hochi Amri Mishmei de Ravom, Rabbi Elezer he, goes according to Rabbi Elezer. Milo Yomer Rabbi Elezer, Kaspei Ham Yuchidloi, just like Rabbi Elezer says, who's called the real owner of the Yevah? It has to be Kaspei, it's your Yevah, it's yours completely. Hochi Nami Avdoi Ham Yuchidloi, in this parsha of Shein V'yayin, that if the owner knocks out the eye of his Eved, the Eved goes out free, it says, on Shein Avdoi. It has to be the Shein of your Eved, meaning it has to be Miyuchet to you, you're the only owner of this Eved. So in the case where there are Shutfim, two people own the Eved, or else in the case where half of the Eved was freed already, so you do not own this complete Eved, you're not called the owner for the Loch of Shein V'yayin. Therefore, even though one Shutif, or the Eved's half freed, if the one master knocks out his eye, the Yevud would not go out free. According to Rabbi Elezer, Avdoi Ham Yuchidloi means you have to own the whole, the complete Yevud. Now the Mishnah says, Hatoikeya, if you bang somebody's ear. So Rashi has two pshat exactly what Hatoikeya means. Rashi says, Hikoa loznoi, one pshat is you hit him by his ear. Another pshat is no, Tokeya mamish, you blow in his ear, you whistle in his ear. And you get him embarrassed. So locher is noisim loisela. You have to pay him a seller. Rashi says mishum boishes for the embarrassment that you gave him. It's a small embarrassment. You only have to pay him a seller. Rabbi Yehuda says mishum Rabbi Yosef glili mona. No, you have to pay 100 zuz, not a seller 4 zuz, but you have to pay rather 100 zuz. Sotroi. Let's say you slapped him on the cheek. Noisim loy masayim zuz. Then you have to pay him 200 zuz. If you hit him al-alechi, Rashi says, on the jawbone. What about liacha yodoi? Let's say you hit him on the back of your hand, and you give him more embarrassment that way, then noisim loy arba meyazuz. You have to pay him then 400 zuz. That's a big embarrassment if you hit him on his cheek with the back of your hand. Tsaram biyoznoi. You like make a pagam in his ear. Tsaram, Rashi says, moshach. You like pull his ear. Or else tolash besaroi. You pull his hair. Rokak, you spit. And the spit reaches him. Or else, hevir talisim emenu, you take off his talis from him. Or else, pora roish isha b'shuk, you uncover ladies' hair in the shuk in the street. So all these type of embarrassments, talachar is noisim loy arba meyazuz. You have to pay each one of them 400 zuz. That's how much money you have to pay for the boishas, for the embarrassment you're giving them. Now the Gemara